Okay, Dan, did you want to return to?
Yeah, Mayor, yesterday we set over the hearing on the inclusionary housing so we could vote on the amendments today.
Good.
And so we have one, two, three, seven amendments, I believe, that were moved and seconded yesterday.
We need to read the titles.
Oh, yeah.
1381 and 1382. 1381, provide affordable housing through an inclusionary housing program, and 1382, provide affordable housing through an inclusionary program and update the multiple unit limited tax exemption program.
Okay. So, okay. Commissioner, you want to walk us through?
You want me to walk it through? Okay. So, the First Amendment was a substitute ordinance for item 1379, containing a number of technical fixes to Title 30 and Title 3 council documents.
Okay, so Commissioner Saltzman moves amendment
I'm gonna second
number
that.
One.
Yeah, they were moved and seconded yesterday.
Oh, and they were. Okay, they're
so
all
we
on
just
the
need
table.
To vote. Yeah, we okay. just need to vote on them.
So any further discussion about amendment number one? Let's take a vote on that then, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
I wasn't able to attend the hearing yesterday. I do appreciate all of the testimony that's come in, which my staff and I have reviewed. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
I likewise have reviewed the record and the testimony. I appreciate the good work. Aye. Okay. That amendment?
The second amendment was to Title 33, containing technical fixes also.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. All right. Number three?
The third was an amendment to Title 33, adding the initial phased-in inclusion rate in Title 33. And this was incorporated in the housing documents, but needed to be reflected in the zoning code as well, and that's what this amendment does.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, number four.
Commissioner Novick had an amendment relating to how we measure our apartment units based on family size criteria.
All right, further discussion on that item?
This, Dan, just as we get into this list, I think it would be helpful if you just state your position and the Housing Bureau's position just so we don't get lost.
I support this amendment. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take a vote then, please, on number four.
Okay, is that the order you had? I have number four as the Fish Amendment. Yeah.
Yes, the amendment to the parking was what we were calling amendment for yesterday. Yeah,
well,
sorry.
We're renumbering
them. But if you want to do... So I think I have it as number six was the family
size. So it's number six. We understand it's substance.
Is that
so.
What you have?
That could be. Sorry, all I have is a Novick amendment on 5, 6.
I also think we wound up. I think we wound up with two family size amendments. One relating to Title 30, and one relating to Title 33.
Can I make a suggestion? Since Dan has his script and we're going on his order, if it doesn't inconvenience people, let's stay on the order that Dan has.
Yeah, let's do that.
I can do that.
Okay. That's fine.
This is the family friendly unit proposal. Okay. Roll call, please.
Novick.
Thank you, Commissioner. Aye.
Good amendment. Aye.
Fish.
Thanks, Steve. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay. Next, number five.
The next amendment I had in order was the historic transfer amendment that Commissioner Novick also brought forward and was seconded yesterday.
Okay.
And your position?
Further discussion?
I support it.
Okay. Let's take action then on that one, please.
Novick.
Really appreciate Commissioner Saltzman's concurrence with this amendment. I do think it'll be important as we adopt rules requiring retrofits of unreinforced masonry buildings for there to be able to offer some initial incentives to help people make those upgrades. Aye.
Well, thank you, Commissioner Novick, for briefing me and my staff and not me. Earlier about this. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing the details of how this would work out, and I appreciate the amendment. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
I appreciate, once again, tuning a little bit in favor of historic preservation. Aye. Okay, the next?
The next amendment was on parking from Commissioner Fish.
Are we doing Novick's third?
Oh, Novick's third amendment. I'm sorry. That was to collapse the mixed-use zones into one zone in the central city, and I do not support that amendment.
So, Commissioner,
Come up here. Come up.
Yeah, if staff could come up on this, and just by way of context.
Take the microphone, talk to us.
Just by way of context.
Well, use the
other one there.
Yeah. Before you go, can I, if I may. This was pitched to us yesterday, and in order for it to be before us, I agreed to second the amendment to put it on the table. And the understanding was we'd have a brief staff presentation and then get a recommendation.
So, just to remind everybody, there are,
besides this amendment, there are two others you need to deal with. So there is the parking amendment from Commissioner Fish, and also Commissioner Novick had to amend the code in two different places for the family size. So both in Title 30 and in Title 33. So I want you to know you're going to have to do that one again, just so we don't lose sight of that. So thank you.
Kurt Krieger, Housing Bureau Director. We circulated a memorandum late yesterday, which I hope you had a chance to look at. But we basically concluded by merging the districts for purposes of FAR that properties would be unduly enriched. The developers would actually be receiving more offset than they actually need to afford the cost of the lower density typologies. And we have some background evidence to support that claim.
So here's my question, because this is so complicated, and I'm loath to make a judgment on the fly. Was there something in that recommendation that you think we should take a look at down the road? Is there a kernel of good idea there that you want us to consider beyond this hearing?
Well, we always want to monitor residual land values, and we've benchmarked residual land values for the purposes of all of our typologies to market rate housing and then tested as we added the various offsets whether or not people were being enriched over and above what they would be provided for market rate housing. And in this instance, we found that the merger would cause that to happen. But going forward, we want to always look at residual land values because we know that the tectonics of real estate economics is going to change over time, that the cost of money, interest, the cost of labor and materials will also change. So we want to look at this probably in year three to make sure that the calibration is correct.
Right, so you recommend a no vote on this?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Further discussion? Roll call then.
Novick.
I appreciate Commissioner Fish seconding the motion. This is a concept that was brought to us by the Locust Group, and I just thought that on its face it was plausible enough that it deserved attention. Obviously, don't want to give people a windfall by giving them more subsidy than they're having cost imposed on them. So given that the commissioner in charge is opposed to this and given that I expect Commissioner Fish to follow up and make sure that you monitor the impact, I vote no.
Fritz.
No.
Fish?
No.
Saltzman?
No.
Hale?
No. Okay, next.
So we did an historic transfer?
Yep.
So we did the family size. We need to do it in Title 30 and Title 33.
So now maybe you could do it in Title 33 on the Commissioner Novick's family size.
And thank you for keeping us on track.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, that's the amendment before us then. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Novick.
Thanks to Lauren King for noting we had to change it in both Title 33 and Title 30. Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hale?
Aye.
Okay. And then the last amendment was related to parking from Commissioner Fish.
Okay. Further discussion on that one?
Could you just remind me what this one is, please?
This is the amendment that codifies on the IZ side what the council adopted in terms of linking the elimination of parking minimums in certain circumstances to inclusionary housing. And since it's already been adopted in our previous discussion, this is the amendment that folds it into the inclusionary housing proposal. It's been reviewed and approved by the Bureau.
And if I remember correctly, it also included a directive to planning sustainability to continue to monitor this and come back to us with more advice on increasing or decreasing parking requirements in the mixed-use zones.
Yes, and it doesn't add or subtract from what the council has already approved.
Thank you for clarifying.
Commissioner, it's my understanding that it does, because what this amendment says is that if you take the fee in lieu option, then you're still subject to the minimum parking requirements. And I don't think that that's something that we addressed when we looked at this issue previously.
Well, that's a so that's a question I think we should put to staff. I mean, what I asked is for planning and housing to prepare an amendment which incorporated what we'd already agreed to. So,
and what you said, Commissioner, is what we agreed to.
Yeah. It's not my intent to add or subtract.
And again, we're not wanting to give a windfall to certain developers. We're wanting to keep consistency.
And look at the crowd that's cheering this amendment. I mean, I've never had such support for any amendment before.
So the current structure of the amendment is that if the units are provided either through on-site in the development itself or one of the two off-site options, either the dedication of existing units or the construction of new units, that the parking requirements, the parking minimums would be exempt for the entire building. But if the fee in lieu were paid, they would not be, as an additional incentive to develop units, either on-site or off-site.
Okay.
And the way what I thought we were saying when we said, actually over my objection, that the minimum parking requirements are waived if you're in the inclusionary housing range, was that they would be waived if you're participating in inclusionary housing program, either by building units or by paying a fee in lieu. So I do think this is a new thing that we'd be doing here today.
Okay, let's take a vote then, please, on that amendment.
Novick?
I strongly disagree with this amendment. Minimum parking requirements drive up the cost of housing. As President Obama noted in a report a couple of months ago, we have a housing affordability crisis in the city, not just for people below 80% MFI, but for people at 90% and 100%, for that matter, 125% MFI. So adopting this requirement that if you pay the fee in lieu, you're subject to minimum parking requirements, will drive up the cost of housing for the people who live in that new development. Also, minimum parking requirements encourage people to continue to drive and emit carbon. And I think that it would make a mockery of the votes we've cast today on home energy scores and a bulk fossil fuel terminals to adopt a policy which encourages carbon emissions. No.
I appreciate this amendment clarifying, and this was my understanding when I supported Commissioner Fish's motion during the other planning process. So the previous process directs the planning Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to go back, look at parking requirements, and either increase or decrease them as seems appropriate in a full public process. So again, thank you. Aye.
Fish.
I appreciate a spirited disagreement on this amendment, but as the sponsor, I wanted to make sure we're clear what we're doing and what we're not doing. We anticipate that in a broad number of instances that the parking minimum is going to be waived under this amendment. The question is it to become an entitlement where you just get the benefit and you get the savings, or are we going to use it as a credit towards an incentive, if you will, towards people exercising inclusionary housing and getting to a deeper level of affordability. And frankly, this was not my idea. It came from someone smarter than me. But the first cousin is the struggles we've had in the past when we've talked about putting new transportation lines in different parts of the city and how do we create incentives for affordable housing. And one of the tools that we don't have available to us is downzoning in anticipation of then upzoning to give someone the benefit. And it struck me here that if we are going to be, in effect, waiving a parking minimum requirement, we ought to get something for it. And because inclusionary housing was on the horizon, it seemed like a perfect linkage. And let's be clear, what my goal is to avoid a developer windfall while also moving towards waiving the parking minimums more broadly. And I think that's what this does. And in terms of the fee in lieu, let me just be very clear. I appreciate that we have a fee in lieu provision in all that we're doing here. I'm strongly opposed to the fee in lieu system because the whole purpose of inclusionary housing is to get housing built as quickly as possible in high opportunity areas. And the fee in lieu allows people to effectively opt out of both. And it's wonderful to get the money, which we can then park over here, and it's wonderful to then to go find the land sometime in the future. But the whole point of this is to get the affordable units in the development in the pipeline in high opportunity areas. So I'm not a huge fan of fee in lieu, although I realize that I understand why it's in the proposal. So for all those reasons, I think this is a good amendment, and that's why I put it forward. Aye.
Saltzman?
Just to finish Commissioner Fish's thought, the fee in lieu, I'd also agree with Commissioner Fish that we want to, all other things being equal, we'd prefer the units be built in the development and not a fee in lieu paid, but we are required by Senate Bill 1533, the state law, to offer a fee in lieu option. Aye.
Thank you.
Aye. OK. Okay, further amendments?
That completes the amendments, and it moves to the second reading next Wednesday.
I just have a question, and actually, Commissioner Novick, I realize that you didn't support the last amendment, and Commissioner Saltzman, could we possibly add an emergency clause to this so that we stop the clock, or no?
Because a fee is involved in the ordinance, the inclusionary housing program, you can't pass it to an emergency.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
We'll come back next week.
Okay, thanks.
I'm going to hand it to Saltzman for commencing right now.
Okay, so now we're returning.